Hello, and welcome back to The Marketing Slice by Hurry, the show where the team at Hurry give you all the latest marketing insights, hints and tips that aim to help you improve your results right now. I'm Ashley, and in this episode, we will be discussing the best email metrics to include in your dashboard. So let's get stuck right in. Email marketing is one of the more traditional aspects of digital marketing. To some, it might seem a bit more old school compared to the fast-paced and ever-changing landscape of social media, video, and digital marketing. But in spite of the rising popularity of other methods, email marketing still remains one of the most effective ways to reach your customers and generate revenue. The first ever email marketing blast was sent way back in 1978 and has stood the test of time for good reason. Email marketing is 40% better at converting customers compared to social media channels like Facebook or Twitter, and with 99% of email users checking their inbox every day, some even 20 times a day, email marketing is certainly not a channel to be ignored. Think about the last time you opened an email or checked your inbox. I'll take a guess it was probably pretty soon after you woke up, and then probably again during your coffee break or at lunch. With that being said, however, it can be pretty difficult for marketers to fully assess their email marketing performance with so much data on offer. That's where an email marketing dashboard can help. Email marketing dashboards are a great way to display, measure, and track the most valuable data for your email marketing and will give you the key data to assess how close you are to achieving your email marketing goals. Visual dashboards will typically contain graphs, charts, maps, and more to communicate the data of your customers, your campaign, and your team's performance. A well-designed email marketing dashboard has several benefits. Firstly, they enable an at-a-glance understanding of the performance of your campaigns, saving valuable time by replacing the creation of manual reports. They facilitate a framework for easy identification of success and highlight poor performance, giving you the chance to tweak, edit, and improve. An email marketing dashboard aligns the entire department around the most valuable metrics with clearly visualized progress tracking and growth possibilities. They provide integrated visualizations, which makes forecasting for future marketing strategies more efficient and accurate. Lastly, they allow for quicker and easier communication as you can share your dashboards with your team instantly through a link or an email. So now you're aware of the benefits of an email marketing dashboard, let's go on to look at the best metrics and KPIs you should be including on yours. Your dashboard should show you all the most important data for each of your campaigns. The majority of dashboards are updated often, giving you up-to-date, accurate data. Before creating your dashboard, you should consider the goals of your email campaign. Is it to generate revenue, distribute new content, drive traffic to your website, or nurture your existing subscribers? Once you have determined your goals and objectives, you can start deciding which metrics will be the most relevant to include to show overall success and progress towards your goals. While there is no one-size-fits-all approach, as each dashboard should be specific to each business, here are a few basic metrics to keep in mind. The first one is click-through rate. This is one of the most common metrics to determine how well a campaign is performing. It measures how many recipients have clicked on the links within your email. Let's say you successfully delivered 10,000 emails and 1,000 people clicked on at least one link in your email. The click-through rate will be 10%. This is calculated by dividing 1,000 by 10,000 and multiplying by 100%. Click-through rates are typically lower than open rates, with an average of just above 2%. While open rate is often the top metric on every marketer's list for tracking the effectiveness of emails, subject lines, and best times to send their emails, they are now very unreliable. New updates to email clients means marketers no longer have trustworthy data on how many of their contacts have actually opened their emails. Measuring the click-through rate will give you a more reliable and a better understanding of what types of content resonates the most with your subscribers. Secondly, we have conversion rate. The conversion rate is the number of users who have done exactly what you wanted them to do. They have opened your email, clicked your call to action, and converted. Every email you send should have a specific goal or objective. Otherwise, what's the point in sending it? Not every email you send will lead to a sale, but you still want each email to include a compelling call to action. This doesn't necessarily have to be buying a product. It could be completing a lead generation form, signing up for a product demo, or downloading an ebook. The higher the conversion rate, the better. The third metric is bounce rate. There are two types of bounce rate in email marketing, hard and soft bounces. Hard bounces are when an email is not delivered as the email address is incorrect or doesn't actually exist. Soft bounces are caused by a temporary problem, for example, when the email recipient's inbox is full. Having too many hard bounces can affect your sender reputation and will negatively affect your email effectiveness. The internet service provider may categorize your emails as spam, meaning those who actually want to receive your emails may not. Monitoring this data gives you an overall indication on the health of your email list. Some email marketing platforms also have pricing tiers based on the number of emails sent and the number of contacts. So having a large number of incorrect or invalid email addresses will end up costing you more money in the long run. At number 4 on our list, we have unsubscribe rate. Any email marketing platform will tell you how many people have unsubscribed after receiving your email. Just like bounce rate, having a high unsubscribe rate can be harmful to your domain and can put you at risk of being blacklisted. Recipients should be given the option to opt out of emails completely or update their email preferences in relation to the frequency and the type of content they want to receive. Many subscribers may not actually bother going to the effort of unsubscribing, but instead will stop opening your emails altogether, so it's important to consider open rate and engagement rate together when looking at this metric. It can be very discouraging to see a high unsubscribe rate, but as I mentioned earlier, having a lot of users on your list who are no longer interested might cost you more money in the long run. Tracking unsubscribes might highlight patterns or trends in your strategy. Say, for example, you increase the frequency of your emails and see the unsubscribe rate increases too. It might suggest that you are sending emails too often. Think about the number of times you subscribe to an email list, only to unsubscribe a week later after receiving an email every single day. It can definitely get annoying. Next up, we have list growth rate. This is used to determine the rate at which your email list is growing. It's normal to see peaks and troughs, and most email lists will naturally experience some attrition every year. So focus on ways to engage new subscribers, re-engage old subscribers, and attract new loyal subscribers. The main trend you want to see with your list growth rate is one that is increasing over time. It's important to consider this alongside click-through rate and conversion rate. Having a large number of subscribers is great, but if none of them are engaging with you or buying from you, then the figure becomes redundant and nearly meaningless. Last but not least is spam complaints. Often considered as one of the most important metrics to keep a close eye on, spam complaints will have a significant impact on your email marketing deliverability. Spam complaints are reports made by email recipients against emails they don't want to receive. When a user marks your email as spam, it signals to inbox providers that they aren't interested in your emails, and the next email you send will likely end up in their spam folder. Say you sent a campaign to 5,000 email addresses and got 10 spam complaints, your spam rate would be 0.2%. This is calculated by taking the number of spam complaints, dividing it by the amount of people who received your email, and multiplying by 100%. Aim for a spam complaint rate of less than 0.05%. If your spam rate gets too high, your email service provider may take action and suspend your account or block your emails altogether. There are various ways to decrease spam complaints. These include ensuring your email unsubscribe link is easily accessible in every email, enable double opt-in, avoid using spammy subject lines like improve your Google rankings and make money now, take action today, followed by loads of exclamation marks. Lastly, ensure your emails come from the same domain as where your recipient signed up initially. Whatever email marketing platform you're using, keeping an eye on how your emails are performing is crucial. If you don't monitor them, then you don't know if your hard work is paying off. Likewise, you won't know what's not performing well, meaning you won't know where and why improvements need to be made. Plans for measuring, evaluating, and analyzing should be at the forefront of all of your email marketing campaigns, and deciding which metrics to include in your dashboard that will provide the most value to you is critical. Using the metrics we've discussed and other factors that you deem insightful will keep your campaigns on track and help to provide success to your email marketing strategies long term. If you've enjoyed this podcast, then you can subscribe for free anywhere you get your podcasts. Feel free to share with a friend if you think they might enjoy it. And don't forget, you can find other resources like guides, videos, blogs, and infographics over on our website at www.hurry.co. Thanks for listening, and we hope you'll join us again soon.